This is Dr. Schnert dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Catherine Zorick. On 12-19-23, Mrs. Zorick performed a 12-lead EKG. Period. The patient is in normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complexes are normal. PR interval is consistent with a first-degree heart block. Period. The paragraph impression, first-degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Holland. This goes to Dr. Bulcook. On 12-19-23, Mrs. Holland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleash of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was further improvement in flow rates, probably secondary to improved effort. Period. In a paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 4-5-23, there's been no significant change. Period. In a paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher Jacobs. This goes to the VA. On 12-19-23, Mr. Jacobs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-15-23, there's been no change, period. A paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Christopher Jacobs. This goes to the VA. On 12-19-23, Mr. Jacobs performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 502 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation at the end of the study was 99% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James E. King. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 12-19-23, Mr. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow without change in forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-15-23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction with a degree of airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Fink. This goes to Dr. Bulcook. On 12-19-23, Mrs. Frink, F-R-I-N-K, performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in forced vital capacity, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of restriction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-30-23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. To paragraph impression, minimal to moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 12-19-23, Mr. Matthews performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, after bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. A paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component when compared to 9/21/22, there's been no significant change, period. Thank you.